Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Investigators in Nashville are chasing down leads releasing images of the recreational vehicle that blew up on Christmas morning, upending downtown and injuring three people. Damon Mitchell of member station WPLN reports on remaining questions in the investigation.
A couple questions are where it's from, who parked the RV there, how long was it there. Downtown Nashville is an area with a lot of cameras, and police are hopeful that they'll be able to use that to their advantage. They'll be reviewing footage and asking residents who live in the area to call in with any tips and also interviewing witnesses.
Signs of hope as the coronavirus continues its surge across the U.S. The upper Midwest is making progress, but the numbers are tempered by California's worsening outbreak. Hospitals, particularly in the southern part of the state, are filled to overflowing. Officials say in Los Angeles County, a person dies about once every 10 minutes of COVID-19. South Korea's coronavirus cases continue to climb despite increased restrictions there. Se-yoon Gung reports from Seoul.
On Christmas, South Korea reported the country's highest number of daily cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Authorities limited private gatherings to four people and shut down ski slopes ahead of the holiday season. But its third wave of infections continued to rise, and the weekly average of caseload now exceeds 1,000. This requires the government to raise the national alert level to the highest, under which all non-essential businesses are ordered to close. The government is expected to announce on Sunday whether they plan to adjust the alert level. For NPR News, I'm Se-eun Gong in Seoul.
Public health officials are urging families to be on the lookout for those struggling with addiction this holiday season. NPR's Brian Mann reports overdoses are accelerating in the pandemic.
Overdose deaths hit a new record last year, and according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. is on track for another devastating milestone in 2020, with fatalities likely to top 82,000. In some communities, overdoses have spiked more than 50%. In a statement, CDC Director Robert Redfield said Americans need to take care of people suffering from addiction. A holiday season where people are isolated because of the coronavirus could leave those with substance use disorders even more vulnerable to a crisis or relapse. A government helpline for people and families struggling with addiction is being staffed 24/7 through the holidays. That number is 1-800-662-HELP. Brian Mann, NPR News.
France and Ireland are both confirming their first cases of the new, possibly more contagious, coronavirus variant sweeping the UK. On Thursday, the US announced anyone flying in from the UK must show a negative COVID test. And you're listening to NPR News. It's been a violent year for journalists in Central America. In Nicaragua, the government has taken over the offices of independent news channels. And Maria Martin reports another radio journalist has been killed in Honduras, the latest in a string of attacks.
The shooting death of Radio Bambi owner Pedro Canelas makes him the fourth journalist to be killed in Honduras this year. The Inter-American Press Association says 24 journalists have been killed in Central and South America in 2020, 11 in Mexico, 4 in Honduras, 2 each in Guatemala, Venezuela, and Colombia, the others in Paraguay and Brazil. In Nicaragua, meanwhile, the government of Daniel Ortega continued its efforts to silence independent media, confiscating the offices of the TV channel 100% Noticias and the digital channel Confidencial, as well as the offices of two human rights organizations. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
The United Nations is condemning attacks that killed three of its peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The attacks by unidentified gunmen happened as violence is escalating in the country ahead of tomorrow's presidential and parliamentary elections. An Australian expeditioner has been medically evacuated from Antarctica following a five-day international mission. The U.S., Australia, and China worked together to reach the patient, whose condition has been kept confidential. Their rescue spanned thousands of miles and relied on ships, helicopters, and planes. Australian officials called the endeavor an outstanding success. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.